Shir Samach Dalad in Bava Kama, Chav Tes Nisan, Hey Tav Shin Mem Gimel, April 12, 1983, on Tuesday, continued.
Perhaps even now, who knows? So the camel is used as a medium of exchange. So in other words, so mitaltelin, any mitaltelin, any chattel can be used as a medium of exchange. It's not used because there are better mediums of exchange. But mitaltelin can be considered as kesef because any chattel can be used as a medium of exchange. Mashenkin karka could not possibly be used as a medium of exchange. How could a piece of karka, one couldn't carry a piece of land in his pocket, you know? So Menele karka could not be considered as kesef. But mitaltelin, in certain respects, can be considered as kesef. Why? Because what is kesef? In contrast to sugar kesef. Kesef is the medium of exchange. Of course, let's say, today, so silver coins are used as a medium of exchange. I mean, chattels are not used as a medium of exchange, but they have the potential of being used as a medium of exchange. So the fact that potential, they can be used, treated as a medium of exchange, that gives it a din of kesef. So in Meleh, when the Mishnah says, shuk kesef, shove kesef, so vorka mashma, show me kesef ishalim, viloi kesef atzmei, v'hami kula mitalkulim v'avodim ushtol es kesef nino, v'imotze lam tinuye, v'imotel v'imote u'mizdar. So then it means that the Mishnah is telling us a big chidesh, that the Mize can only collect from kapoyis, he cannot collect from mitalkulim. So the more as the kashe, v'atanye, v'atanye yoshi v'rabi shove kesef atusubi, so the more as the hoche v'maya skinon, Hoche de Maya Skinon Biyas Kamino. Di Shok Ravuyen Hamazik Mikakoye Govendai. Ago Mitalto Loi, Mitalto Biyas Meloi Mishtapu Dolchei. Di Kalneima Le Acha Misa Sabiyem Kom. It's a very strange notion of Rashi. So in other words, the Mishneh has reference, when the Mishneh says, Shum Kesem Kesem, Yatifu Ben Sheyo was Mazik. Shimen can collect only from Rubin's kakoyish. But he can collect from the Rubin's mitaltelin also, as long as Rubin is alive. But the Mishnah is reference to the case where Rubin died. So then, after the Hezek was perpetrated, so the Mazik Rubin died, so then Shimen can collect from the Yisraelim, only from the Kakoyis that the Yisraelim inherited from Rubin. But not from Mitalkul, because Mitalkul Yasno Mishtab. So Rashi says, Mitalkul Yoyd, Mitalkul Yasno Mishtab Ubachim, Yikal Neyma Le'acha Mises Abunin Komet. So Rashi explains, it's not a Gzeras HaKosov. So Rashi is saying, it's not a Gzeras HaKosov that Kakoyis, that only Kakoyis are Mishuv. Mitalkul are not Mishuv. The reason as to why Kakoyis are Mishuvah and Mitalkalim are not Mishuvah because a Mitalkalim, a creditor doesn't place his confidence in Mitalkalim. Because Kakoyis, so everything can be verified. So let's say that no fraud could be perpetrated in respect to Kakoyis. But in respect to Mitalkalim, so fraud could be perpetrated. Let's say sometimes he possesses certain mitaltelin and keeps it in the vault in bank and no one knows and he had it already, but he'll not tell anybody. Mashenkin Kakoyis, he cannot deceive anybody. So mainly because of the fact that Kakoyis cannot be hidden, it cannot be suppressed, it cannot be hidden, Machinkili Taugeling can be suppressed, it can be hidden, it can be given away to somebody to keep it for him. So in Melee, when somebody, when Hugin lends, let's say, money to Shimon, so he considers the kakois that Shimon has as security, but he couldn't consider the Taugeling that Shimon has as security, because Shimon can suppress it, he can hide it, he can make up all kinds of stories. So Mele, it's loy somcha daite yande mitalter. This is what Rashi says. I once said, I mentioned the Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemini more misakim. Now we didn't get more, so mitalter will yasme loy mishtabde. Certainly not from Rikuches, you cannot collect the mitalter from Rikuches. But the Gemini more misakim that one should have Xvasisho and then Balchem should be able to collect from the same. And from the book as also. So many Rishonim say it's a takonis again, it's not even a divorce. But the gaining had a keya for tefka doesn't have keya. But we didn't divorce, even this man azeh we couldn't. And that's the Shittas Rambam. Because the Rambam mentions the takonis again, that the Misho is able to be given the ksuba and the maure, is able to be given the cheshi from the mitaltoim of the Misheim. So he says, that he can do so only if the Levi knew that there is such a takonis hageinim and that that's the universal practice. But so Mele, since the shtar did not stipulate to the contrary, so it's a daite de minag meyodo. So when he borrowed the money, when Shimon borrowed the money from Reuven, and Shimon knows that in that city, in that mocking, Besdin is always given from the mitalton of Yisraelim, so it is presumed that Shimon had the intention of being mishari the mitalton. So the Meirem, the Balchev can be given from the mitalton of Yisraelim, because Kol Dorosh of the Momen is no Ekayah. But suppose Shimon doesn't know, Shimon just moved into the city and he doesn't know of the practices of the city of the Amshia Mokim. And Mimele, we cannot say there is a Chazoke that at the time when he borrowed the money he intended to be Mishabim Mitalkim. So in such a case, the Rambam says he cannot be given from Mitalkim. The Maudah cannot be given from the Mitalkim of his city. Because in Keach, we are Besdin Shalachim, and the Rambam calls the Kodesh Hagim, a Besdin Shalachim. To be Makia money, only Bezin Agodo has that care of Hefka Bezin Hefka, but not to Bezin Bismarazeh, not Bezin Agodo. Mashenikin Abadishenu, they say no, that even not Bezin Agodo has the care of Hefka Bezin Hefka. So there are some Rishenu who say it's on the basis of Hefka Bezin Hefka, it's a new type. The Rosh in Suvez, Vasham of War, and the Rosh here, now the Gemara, he says, that he can be gave, and of course he's massive on the Rambam, and he says that even if the Leve or the Baal didn't know that there is a minute in the mocking of the Amshia mocking to be gave from the mitaltering of the same, so he still can be gave, not on the basis of Takonis Hagein. The Rosh can agree with the Shittas Rambam that Hefka Besdin. Hefker, the Keach, the power of Hefker and Hefker is vested only in Besdin Agodo, not in the Besdin of the deities of today. Even Besdin of the game does not have the power of Hefker and Hefker. The Rosh could agree with that. But he says there is a Gemara in Suvez, that some of Lord, that some of Zion, that the Nisho can be given the Ksuve from the Taltoim of the Kisemi in Arabia from the camp. What's the difference with the camp in Arabia? Well, the camel in Arabia is a big yaksin there. I mean, even in Jordan today, so the camel is a big yaksin, it's the basis of the economy. So what's the pshat? The answer is, the Rosh Shite is like Rashi, or Rashi is like the Rosh. The reason is why we didn't be Gemara. So, a Balchim cannot be given from the Talmud of Hussein, it's not that there is a Loch Lamish Hussein, it's not that there is a Zarakosu. That Shibut Nechosim is only on Kakoy, it's not on the Baal. Shibut can be Chal on any Nechosim, any essence of the Avigor. But it has to be the kind of essence in whom the average person, the average Maudah, so places his reliance. So, this man of More So the basis of the academy was real property. Was kakoy. Without doing that, so the melee, when somebody lent money, his mana gmore to another person, he placed his kakoy in the kakoy, in the possession of the lady. Not in the metal coin, but in Arabia, so the camel, that's the most important thing. So when somebody lent money to another person in Arabia, and the lady had a camel, so his reliance was in the camel. That was the security. So in Meila, this is what Rashi said. So now the Mitzvahs change. So now people have as much confidence in the security supplied by the Mitautari as by the security supplied by the Kakoyins. So Meila didn't do more. And this is Rashi. This is what Rashi says. Rashi says, the Tautor Yasna William Shatur Bahi, the Kalimim Alaham is Abim Kono. In other words, he's never sure about the Tautor. Because maybe the Leve will perpetrate the fraud. So he doesn't have any confidence in the security of the Metalgoin, but he has confidence, he relies on the security presented by the Kakoins of the Leve. So this is Rashi. Alright. So he says, so the Gemara, okay, my skill of the Yasna, Ibiasme, Ame Sainte, Kim Music, we talk as he talked away, best in Gable in the hand, best Gable man, Ibiasma, my best in Gable in the hand, Kim Yomarov, Yomarab Nachman, Shetofas Mechayim, Hochenamim, Shetofas Mechayim. Shetofas Mechayim, Yago. Now, Dober Ashobe, Conquest, the case. Like that. So what did the Gemara say? That Kakoi is Yishove Kol Kesef. Why Yishove Kol Kesef? In other words, that even if the seller of the piece of land overcharged the buyer, let's say the piece of land, the real price is $600. And he charged me $800, $1,000. So there is no. So in other words, the buyer cannot demand that the seller should refund to him $200. Because Kakoi is saying on the way. The Gemara learns the doubt from the Pasuk. Gemara in Azor. Dover Amiki Miyad Miyad. But not Kakoi, it's not Miyad Miyad. It's not Miyad Miyad. So it's a Kosuk. So you could say that it is just it's a Kosuk without any time. The Chinuch in the Laces in the mitzvah, noyeh, laces of noyeh. So the chinuch says that this gerasakosu is declaratory of a certain council. Of course it's a gerasakosu, but it's gerasakosu is not a gerasakosu like for Adun. It is something that is declaratory of Israel. Why does the Torah say that in noyeh the kakoi is because in respect to mitautum there is a fixed price. And people are marketing if they are charged more than the regular price. Mashiach in respect to Kakoi, there is no fixed price. It's true that you can get the same piece of land at a lesser price. But there is no fixed price and people are not so mocking. So that's the reason as to why any more of the Kakoi. That's how the Chinuch explained it. Anyway, there is our head. Not any more of the Kakoi. Whatever the reason is, whether just it's a cost of one, it's based upon its worth because people are not mocking. When it's overcharged or undercharged, I mean, so, but there is a loche in the offering in Oibi Kakoyes. So the male karke is called Shove Kese, Shove Kol Kese. So Tesu says, love that. Yes, only Pauke Yeshua Minoye, Kidumashma Perikazor, but the Shove Kol Kese, Yes, I'm not talking. Not wait, that's how I'm talking. And there are many of the shame. The Rambam is the country. Now, the Mechaba Paschus like the Rif and the Rambam, but there are more Paschus like this. There are more Paschus like this. In other words, so, according to Rabbi Tam, let's say, suppose Ruben sold a piece of land to Shimon, and the price, the real price of the piece of land is $600. But Ruben charged Shimon $800. It's more than Shimon's. It's more than Shtus. So by the title, the Mekah could be voided. The Mekah. But by Kakorius, it couldn't be avoided. He couldn't even demand the refund of $200. But suppose the piece of land is worth $600, and then who will charge him and $1,300? Yes, I'm a power. More than double, you see. So, charge him $1,300, then the metaphysical. Now, of course, the shita of Hamitam can be explained under the... Of course, they have Yerushalayim. It's not. There is Yerushalayim. So there is Yerushalayim and Exuberance to that effect. That even though the Kakoy is up to power, but Mipal Gebeleich, there is in oil. What kind of in oil? Because in Mipal Gebeleich, there are three criteria. Three criteria, three dogs. One is pocket issues in here. So the Mekah cannot be paid and he is not entitled to a refund. If he stoos, so the Mekah cannot be voided, but it's Konyo Mazar in Oye, he's entitled to demand the refund of the excess or different. So, and then Yesam stoos is voided. So the whole Mekah, the whole transaction can be voided. Now, according to Hishem, who says that Karka is able to know it only at the power, but with power they work. So there is in Oye, so what kind of there is in Oye is there? What kind of Edino there is in Oye? Is it analogous to Shtuva without Oye? That the Mekah cannot be voided, but is entitled to a reform? Or here, the Mekah can be voided. So here by Takoye is, if it's more than power, so according to Hashem, you say there is in Oye, what kind of Edino Oye is there? It can be voided, not entitled to anyone. It can just annul the whole matter. So that can be explained on the basis of the longest of the thing. If we say it's a Yerushalmi itself requires explanation. One of Shach, if there is a Zerusakosim, Dovar Anish, Yav, the Tarka, Mufka, Vinoya, what difference does it make? How much the Noya is? Well, it's less than power or more than power. But if it's on the basis of its law and the Sakosov is declaratory of its law, because people are not marked on a fixed price in respect to real property. They're only marked in respect to metautomy upon a fixed price, an exact price. But Sakosov is saying, no, it couldn't be exact. It couldn't be exact. So there's a limit. It couldn't be exact. But if it's more than double, so then people are certainly marked. So in Megalay, they say that it's bottleneck. Now, those Rishayim, the Riv and the Rambam, they are here. And they say that Karke, there is no Inoye, even if the piece of land is worth one zuz, and he charged him 1,000 zuz, there is still no Inoye, according to the Riv and the Rambam. According to the Riv and the Rambam. Now, those Rishayim who agree with the Shittah that it has a limit, so they are two Shittahs. Now the Nagin Mishnah in Perikud Veis of Ilches Mechire mentions in the name of Galen that there is no name of Hakoyes up to power. But from power gain, more than power gain, there is enough. So that means, if the piece of land is worth, let's say, $600, and the Mecher charge $1,000, there is no name, it cannot be more. If he charge, let's say, $1,100, it cannot be voided. If he charged at $1,100, $1,199, it still cannot be voided. But suppose, according to Magen Mishneh, he charged it exactly twice, $1,200, the real price is $600, and the Mecher charged on the Keach exactly $1,200, then it can be voided. The Kabbalistan in Sifra Yosho and Thesis here, they say, Labdakte, yes, I'm in foundation there. But Mamish Kaunge, if he charges $1,200, then he cannot be worth it. So that's a Machlekes Hashem. I mean, in that Chite, but it's the same Chite, but there is a Machlekes Hashem. Now, now. Minohan and Mireh, that's from Bogom and Beit. Minohan and Mireh, that there is no Inoim Kakoelis, the Tonar Rabbon. The Rishim Kohim Kalamisecho, or Economy Lamisecho, Dobranit and Yadu Yam. Yotso Kakoelis, Shin Mitalpin, Yotso Avonim Shin Kakoelis, Yotso Stories, the Sim, the Rishim Kohim, Memkashi, Goofy Moho, and Goofy Kohim, Yotso Stories, Shin Goofy Moho, and Goofy Kohim, the Indian Lerai, Shabayan, Kanongu, Hamil Restorings of the Basom, Yeshua Minoy. Because then it is sold as paper, it's not sold as stock. Now, so then, so the more mentions it as a cost. Then, Daphne Zion of Dawe, the Gemara says, Poshit Rabam, Inoye Boira, Omar Robe, Omar Afkhase, Boira Rabam, Inoye Engwehem, people make a Yeshuahem, Oy Engwehem. So Rashi says, "Bitul mekach yisam ishpus yishlehen or yilehen. Mi amrino mealteinu hu yima. Veolav bichlal inoyo, ele mekach toyesu. O idilmo, kiven, dilav dobo shedimino hu, veleyati vidipurei, kisho din inoyo." So Rode, in the name of Ravame, raised a bite. Maybe the whole Zerasakosu, that Kakoni is a mukke pam inoyo, so maybe it's mutke of the din inoyo of Kono Mazar inoyo. By mitaltering, there is a deception to the extent of his six. Let's say, he sold the book, the price of which, the regular price of which is $6, and he charged him $7. So then, we say that the Mekach cannot be annulled, but he entitled to it from the Vidal. He entitled to it from the Vidal. So that din inoyo doesn't apply to Takoyim. But where in the Talmud is the Bidu Mekach? So that's on the basis of Undene. Maybe the Pai Kakoi is also Undene, is Undene. This is Rabame Sabai. So, Poshit Rabame, Hodo Omer Abchase, Poshit Rabame, Inoye Eilehem, Bidu Mekach Yeshlehem. So this is what Rabame says, that Bidu Mekach is Yeshlehem. And then the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan says the same thing, that Bidu Mekach Yeshlehem. So, according to Rashi's Pshat, it means, according to Rabame and Rabbeinu, so the whole aloha that Kakoyis are not subject to Inoye, it means it's not subject to the Din Inoye of Konei Mardal Inoye, but Inoye is only Shtus, it's six. But the Din of Bidu Mekach applies to Kakoyis also. Now, the read, and then Gemara, that means Zayek. In Bobetzie. So the Rib says as well. Ho Milse, Chazino no plukte bin Rabos. This Gemore, that Hoda Poshit Rabame and Rabbeinu, that the Einoi Eimahem, Bitul Mekach Yeshlehem, and Rashi explains it, according to Rabame and Rabbeinu, if there is Einoi more than six, so then the Mekach is bottled, like a Kohis too, it is plukte bin Rabos. It involves a machlekes of the game. Ikeman Yisvirole, the Agadim who say, Kehai Mimre the Rabame Drabichem, the Inoye Eilehem, it will make a Yeshlehem, and the Paschal. So the Agadim who Paschal, that Kakoyes is Eilehem Inoye, that means the Aloche of Shtus Kono Mazar Inoye doesn't apply to Kakoyes. But Bitul Mekach Yisam Shtus, Bitul Mekach applies to Kakoyes. They pass like that. Lehilchas, v'ike man disvirei the rabbeichanen yoma. The people make a chayishlehem become a rabbeichanen. Lav yesam ishtusu el al chad atrein. V'gomar lo lehaymemre migmore divnei marobe. The amro samom a rabbeichanen imo yedobo muflek yeish bin anoy. So masnis yiprid al rabbeichanen tziyoshalme perish yudalo fiksubes. Eilu dvorim shenu noya avon shtoriz kakoiz, posa lei didoma shenu muflek. Vikapom shenu didoma shenu muflek, ken shenu yigi al noya le mechto. Vimechto. So in other words, so the Agenim say, we pass through like Havama and like Abichanem, that Bitu Mekach Yishlem, so Yesha Mishtus is Yesha. Then the Agenim say, true, that Rabbi Yechanem, Rabbama say Bitu Mekach Yishlem, but it doesn't mean Bitu Mekach Yishlem, Yesha Mishtus. It means Yesha Mechto. Yisam and power. So that's Tesis Shittim. And that Svetsa Shita, that's Amatam Shita, in other words, that when Rabbi Elkanan in Bamitzia and Rabbam in Bamitzia say that people make Achilin Shlem, he doesn't mean people make Achilin Shlem Shtus. But there is a Metal. There is a Metal, you're compound the area of Metal, that's another Machlein. This is another Shita. And then he says, V'ikemam Dimisapkal, and he will say, V'ikemam Dimisapkal, and he will say, והנעם הנימה ולמיון זה שפיה והסתברו דהי ממרה דרבאמה דרבי יחנו לסת ושמחזינו לרב נחמן דהו בסרה דסמירו לנימוי לקקו יסקוואו והפרושו במיון במסיים דהמינום בינגן ובמצרה לצדק כופחסים במציא זובים במוסון ושו במיון סובים מנעימות זו אומר לתיקולי שדיר תוכלוי ועבוסה אומר למה אלימו כברי דרבחי ורבשת הוכחם למרדוי משני דרב נחמן אלי נוי לחקוץ נאו זה צריך לימור לדעת כותכס זה איזה הולך על במצח it's based upon it as a cosmic basis על יושב עתים in other words suppose there are two brothers not two children not brothers Ruben and Shimon so they inherited fields from their father and they all mechalic the fields so Ruben took this field and Shimon, so Ruben took his field, and Shimon took his field. Ruben took his field, and Shimon took this field. Then, years later, Ruben decides to sell his field. He needs cash, he decided to sell his field. So then, and he has a customer. So Ruben wants to buy the field. So then Shimon says, listen, I am your gentleman neighbor, just isn't right, you should sell your soda. As long as you wanted to be in possession of the field, I couldn't force you to sell it to me. It's your field. But now that you decided to sell it, why should you sell it to a stranger? I'm a Bar Mitzvah. I'm a Shochan, an adjoining neighbor. Sell it to me. So the halacha is, came to me and said, because we're Sisa Yoshalachim. That's the halacha of the Shochan of Bar Mitzvah. So it's not just mitzvahs, it's chus, you can see from the Gemara. It's based upon the mitzvah of Sisa Yashvatei. If there hadn't been a mitzvah of Sisa Yashvatei, so he wouldn't acquire that chus. But it becomes a vested right in the Bar Mitzvah to force the Mecher, the joining owner, that if he decides to sell, he should sell it back to him, not to a third party. Now, so then the Gemara says in the mitzvah, press on the dollar. Zobim bimosom, vishavim meya. Now the halacha means, not only if the soda wasn't sold, and Ruben, the owner of this field, wants to sell it to the Yid. He likes Rayli more than he likes Shimon. So then Shimon can come to Bezdin, and Bezdin will force Ruben to sell it to Shimon, rather than Rayli. Suppose Shimon was away, b'mdinas hayam. And in the meantime, Ruben sold it to Levi. Then Shimon, the Bar Mitzvah, comes back from the Mitzvah, he finds out it was sold. So he can come to Bezdin, and then Bezdin will force Levi to turn over to Shimon. So it's chus, and it's not just a mitzvah. It's based upon the mitzvah. But this gives rise to a vested right. Because if it had been just a mitzvah, it's too late. It was not a kind of mitzvah, so? So he has to give him a cheshbon hashamayim, but he couldn't force him. So we see that he could force, that Shimon could force Levi to make a transfer. So the shaila is this. Suppose, zobim b'masayim, v'shavim may, let's say, this soda is worth 100 zuz. 100 zuz. Now, Ruben sold it to Levi. Not to Shimon, not to the Bar Mitzvah. He sold it to Levi, and he got, and Levi gave him 200 Jews. 200 Jews. Then, Shimon comes back from the Messiah, and found out that this soda that he is interested in, so was sold to Levi. So he comes to Levi, and he says to Levi, so, Zobin the Messiah, So Zobin bimosom, Levi paid 200 zuz, bishavu meir, and then So the question is, when Levi demands a transfer from, I mean Shimon demands a transfer from Levi, so how much is he mechuyev to pay? 100 zuz or 200 zuz? Maybe he can demand the transfer and pay him only 100 zuz, because it's only worth 100 zuz. So he didn't act wisely by paying Reuven 200 zuz. So the Melech Gemara said, I mean, it's your fault. You were negligent. You didn't act prudently. You should not have paid him 200 zuz. Why should I give you 200 zuz just because you paid Reuven 200 zuz? You shouldn't have paid Reuven 200 zuz. The price is only 100 zuz. That was the Havana of the morning. Omer im Akshishe, Brid Rav Chizel, Rav Ashe, Hoch Amren, Doide, Mishun, Rav Nachman, in Neuelika Koiz. So Mele, since in Neuelika Koiz, so that means he didn't overpay. He mitalkling with those he didn't know yet. So that means that Levi overpaid. So why should he be Mechuye? If he wants a transfer from Levi, Shimon demands a transfer from Levi, so why should he be forced to give Shimon the same amount of money, I mean to give Levi. Why should Shimon be forced to give Levi the same amount of money that Levi gave to Reuven? After all, he overpaid. But since by Kakonis there is no Din of Inoye, so it means he didn't overpay. Some pay less, some pay more. Everything is the price. So usually a person pays 100 zuz for that piece of land. But Levi paid 200 zuz. So that's also the equivalent of the karak in the 200 zuz, because they know the kakoyes. So we see from Rav Nachman that they know the kakoyes even from power. So the middle of the book says, apparently Rav Nachman is chilik and Rav Ame in Bom Mitzir that in Zion and Rav Yech in Bom Mitzir that in Zion. So that's why he says, so we pass like Rav Nachman, we don't pass like Rav Ame and Rabbi Yechonon. But Rabbi Tam, he says, here Gemara says, Shove, Zobim Musayim Bishavye Meir. But suppose it would be Shavye Tzadik Zuz, not Meir, and Zobim Bimosayim Musayim. So then, there is an oil, then it would be Bottle Mecca. So Gemara only mentions Davke, the case of Zobim Moson Vishavye Meir, but not Zobim Moson Vishavye Tzadik Teres, not. Because then it would be more than Pauge. More than Pauge, so then there is an oil. So Mele, there is no Raya, then there is a Machlechen between Rav Nachman and Rav Yechanan. So Mele, Rav Netan Kastis, like Rav Yechanan.
Shir Samach Hei in Bava Kama Aleph Iyar Hei Tov Shin Mem Gimel, April 14th, 1983, on Thursday.
By the three best, the Mishnah says, Shum Kesef, Shove Kesef, the three best. So the Tashrim has to be, the Tashrim from the city has to be the three best. What's the Pshat? So Yimora says, Prati Hechem Lechoso, Barakach Hechem Lechoso. Rashi says, Prat unichem chosof vikilo hamoeis uvomi bezdi shein bezdi nifoyim in alkoes. So the pshat is that if he was meichem chosof and he has no nechosim, he sold it to likuches, so then the nize cannot collect from the likuches. Shmamino, that was the original pshat in the Mishnah. So the Gemara raises the question, Shemamino, Lobo, Mocha, Mechoso, Ma'akach, Boli, Bezdin, Ein Bezdin gave him a hand. So it appears from this Mishneh that if somebody was leaving money and then sold the Mechosim, Ma'amishubet, but he sold the Mechosim to Ikea, and then the Malve is trying to collect, so that he is not able to collect. So, bitnio, shmamino, bitnio, wo kein Land da ist ein Maul wie die Tori. Das ist ein Maul wie die Tori. So, da loche hier ist, dass die Mühle bestaht. So, ich gebe ihm noch ein Buch, es haben ihn hier, wo er dealing with Nizek. So, it's not die Mühle bestaht. So, it's a Mühle OP. Mühle OP, so da loche hier ist, not giving ihm noch ein Buch. So, what is Gemorres Kashi? So, Tesis discusses it. But, so apparently from this Gemara it appears that a Nizek has the same rights as a Malvein in Mule Bishtar. Now we passed that Mule Valpe is any given in Alkohes. Mule Bishtar is given in Alkohes. Whether she would have the Reise, she would have the Rabono, so whether with the Reise, even Mule Bishtar is not given in Alkohes. And the Chachomim or Misakim that Mule Bishtar, because of Shalitino Gelis with Milovim, should be able to be given in Alkuches. Oh, with the Reise, so even in Mule Valpe is given in Alkuches, because she put in the Reise, and the Chachomim or Misakim, she said in the Rikuches, that Mule Valpe not, but Mule Bishtar has a call. That's another question. That's in regard to the Reise. But the fact is, that right now, whether with the Reise or with Rabbonon, the Aloche is Mule Valpe is not given in Alkuches, Mule Bishtar is given in Alkuches. So the question is, why does the Gemara has the Kashe, according to Rashi's Pshat? Shmamino, Lobo, Umocha, Mechoso, Barakal, Boli, Bezden, Ein, Bezden, Yehu, Lemehem. So Rashi says, Shmamino, Bitnio, Vo, Kaimel, and Dosa, Malve, Vitori. Kaimel, and Dosa, Malve, Vitori, Ve, Malve, Ve, Milve, Bishtar. But here, it's not a Milve, Bishtar, we are discussing Nizikim, there is no Shtar. So it's a Milve, Alpe. And Milve, Alpe, so the halacha is that it's not given in Alkohes, whether the Reise, the Rabbono, it's not given in Alkohes. So what is Gemara's Kashe? So taste is discussed. So anyway, that's the Gemara's Kashe, according to Rashi's Pshat. How can we say that when the Mishnah says Bifnei Bez, the Mishnah means Prak Yimich and Choso, Prakach Yimich and Bez, so he, the Mazik, is sold all his Nechosi to the Rikeach, so then the Nizek cannot collect from the Rikeach. Shemamino lobo umach anachodakar bo lebezn, ein bezn yirunen, but we passed that he can collect from the Rikeach. El prat lebezn edins, prat lebezn edins. El hoche ose mas nisim di bezn mumchi, don in the niknoses, viloi bezn edins. Alright, now let's see the thesis. Shmamino, Lobo Umachan Chos, Pirisha Kumpres, Vokaimalon dos a Malve Vitor, Vei Viteime, in Izikin Kimilu Bishkaru, Lehavil Mimale Shmamino, El Havil Mifra, Batman, a Malve Havil Bishkar, gave him Chosim Shibodi, Vi Choshif Mil Valpe, in Kimai Koma Shmamino in Besen Gavune, Hopshida Dein gave him, Dot Nana Malves Havil Bain gave him Chosim Chelin, Vi Higuve Kodai, Shmamino Dein gave him a man. Shmamin and Gilman, Bahari Kimil Alfe, Baba Gab Dinzoki, Mule Aksu Betevu, because of the Mandoma Ferkamed Erechim, the Mule Aksu Betevu Kisu Mishtadami, Imkina Mayoma, Lobo, Mohan Hoso, Babu Lima, Shmamin, Mule Aksu Betevu, Lakishtadam. The Aloche is that the Mule Alpe is not given in Alkohes. Mule Bishtar is given in Alkohes. Whether it's Midraise like that, or Midrabono like that, that's another question. But the fact is, that a Mule Valpe is not given in Alkohes. And the Mule Bishtar is given in Alkohes. So the Mele, here it's not a Mule Bishtar, unless we say that Mule Vaksu Vebeteiro Kikstu Vebishtar Dami. So on that point there is a Machlekes in Erech, where the Mule Vaksu Vebeteiro Kikstu Vebishtar Dami, or Mule Vaksu Vebeteiro Lav Kikstu Vebishtar Dami. What does it mean, Mule Vaksu Vebeteiro? Kiksu ve bishtar dam yo lav kiksu ve bishtar dam itzi gemor in irach itzi gemor in dushin dap yo gimu itzi nis in boro basre. What does it mean mil vaksu ve teiro? Mil vaksu ve teiro means like mazik, pidin aben, chayru b'chaveire. In other words, there are two kinds of chiyuvi, of shibud. There is a shibud of mil voshein yoksu ve bateiro. That means, like halvoye. Halvoye is a mil voshein yoksu ve teiro. Not that one is not mechuyev to pay alvoye. Of course, if somebody doesn't pay alvoye, he's a gazel. So why does the Gemara call Halvoy a law? And Mil Mashin Iksuva B'Teiro means that the person is Mechuyev because he obligated himself, he promised to pay. When somebody borrows money, what does it mean he borrows money? When someone says to the other, whom says to Shimon, lend me, I want to borrow from you $1,000. What does it mean? Borrow means you give me $1,000 now and I'll pay you back. That's what borrowing means. So in other words, when somebody borrows money, he promises, he agrees to pay. He's mischayev himself to pay. He's mischayev himself to pay back the money that the other person gave. So mil veshein uksuva b'teiro means a chiyuv that is grounded in his chayus, that he undertook to pay. Mil veshein uksuva, that's mil veshein uksuva. Mil veshein b'teiro means he didn't promise, he didn't undertake. He was mazikin, he never undertook to pay, he doesn't want to pay, but the Torah imposed upon him. So that's the definition of milva aksuvatio, bin abel. Did Israel promise, undertake to pay the care? He doesn't want to pay the care. But the Torah imposed upon him an obligation to pay. So mazik, chivel, bin abel, that's a milva aksuvatio. He didn't undertake it. He wasn't mischayev himself. Mil vashen iksuva b'teiro doesn't mean the Torah doesn't require him to pay. Of course the Torah requires him to pay. The Torah requires him to pay because he was mischayev himself. So the Torah is mechayev to pay what he was mechayev himself to pay. That's a mil vashen iksuva b'teiro. So there is a machlekes in Gemara with a mil vaksuva b'teiro ki ksuva b'shtar damye or mil vaksuva b'teiro. If we say mil vaksuva b'teiro kiksuva b'shtar damye, so even though there is no shtar, but it has the same din as a mil b'shtar, and the mil b'shtar is given in al-kuches, so a nizek can collect from the kuches even though there is no shtar. If we say mil vaksuva b'teiro lav kiksuva b'shtar damye, lav kiksuva damye, so that means even though the Torah imposes a kabi echil, it doesn't have the same chalez din as a milva b'shtar. So the melee, so he tests the chalez din of the milva alpeh. A milva alpeh, the halacha is that it's not given al kuches. So the melee, the kasha of Gemara is very strange. Why did Gemara ask? Shema min alogo mocha nuchos lakar boli bezin, ein bezin din amen. Because after all, here there is no shtar. So why does Gemara say bit miyo? The answer is because it's a milva aksuva b'teiro. A milva aksuva b'teiro is kiksuva b'shtar damye. So let the Gemara say, Shema mino, that milva aksuva b'teiro, lav kiksuva b'shtar damye. Why does the Gemara formulate it that way? That's the discussion. Umforesh rabbetam, Shema mino, lo bo umocha nechosov, ein bezn gilin le mehen min ator, vishibude lav dirais, vishibude lav dirais, ulohochev vizokim, nano rigobe, di milve vishtar, dat ketikin rabonon, di likve mi mishabde, mi shum milas delas, di shibude de raise, because if we say, that shibude de raise, uv mil valte mi rabonon mu de rigobe, mi shutat kolis de guches, im kei, tik shohe, amai rigobe di nizoki, di hoche leket akone de guches, di rigobe, Valpe di oso man di yazi bitzine yazi alo mazi lo idale bisle kobe so di man do ma si pure di raise. So Rabbetam explains it that way, this way. I mean, everybody asks against the stasis, the Sharon Miller, I mean, the little tumi, and then, but what's the pshat in the Gemara according to Rabbetam's pshat? Now, there is a machlokes in the Gemara, whether Shibude is the Raise or Shibude is Lav Derais. The Mandoma who says Shibude the Raise, so on a Torah level, before the Chachomim or Misakim Takones, so even Yul Val Peh could be given from the Kohes. But the Chachomim or Misakim, that the Yul Val Peh should not be given from the Kohes. Why not? Because of Pesidim the Kohes. The Yul Val Peh, so the Mikeach, there's no way of knowing. How can you know? How can you know when he buys, let's say, Shina, he decides to buy it in Sode, how can he know where the Ruvain owes money to Yonat. How can he know? He cannot know. So if Ruvain borrowed money from Levi and gave him a shtar, so it's signed by Levi. So that produces a call. That arouses notoriety. People start talking about it. $1,000, so there is a shibud on the tzadeh, or if he doesn't know, so he could find out. Because if there is a milveh bishtar, so that could be found out, because that has a call. Even if he didn't find it out as yet, so if he inquires, he'll find out. But if there is no milveh bishtar, how will he find out? So we should say that Lukuches, if we say shibud et reise, so the reise in milveh peh could collect from Lukuches. But because of Sidinul Kuches, the Chachon Momisakin, that the new Valpe should not collect from the Kuches. Mashenki Milo Bishtar, there is no Sidinul Kuches, because Milo Bishtar has a call. In that, according to Mandoma, she would have rise. According to Mandoma, she would have had the rise. So then, mid-rise, so the Gemara says in Bobas. Sustain the loss, they should not have sustained the loss. They didn't know because they didn't act like prudent people. Had they acted like prudent people, they would have inquired, and if they had inquired, they would have found out that the Sodi is Mishumet, that the Sodi is Mishumet them out. That's true. Then Rabbi says, no. The Gemara says, V'Rabbi Omar, Dvar Teiro Echot Milo Dishta, V'Echot Milo Val Pei, Negei Velo Mechosin Nechir. My time she would love the rice. Matamom milve bishtar gave him a chosin mishibodi. Today shall it tinil delis with me love. So Rabbi says no. That way, that me the rice even milve bishtar is not given a chosin mishibodi from the kuches. But why did the Chachomim say that milve bishtar is given from the kuches? Can we shall tell him wrong? Because if the halacha would be that in Malve can never collect from the Keach, so no one will be induced to lend money to the other fellow. He will be thinking, why should I lend him money? And then he'll sell all his assets, and then I won't be able to collect. So because of that, so there'll be an Ilas Dalad in the law. So in order to induce people to lend money to others, so Mimele the Chachamim and Misake, a Milve Bishtar, should be able to collect from the Choshimish body, from the Kohen. Now, how do we pass them? We pass them, I mean, the Rambam, the Tur, the Mechata, the Ramo, pass them like the Mandorma, that Dva Teiro, so Echad Mil Valpeh, Echad Mil Bishtar, is given in the Choshimish body. Umatam Omru Chachamim, Mil Valpeh, is given in the Choshimish body, because of Mishum Tzidur Kohen. So, in Mele, it seems like this. So Rabbi Tam is saying like this, that the Gemara is kashen alike. Unforesh Rabbi Tam shmam melov ulvacham choso invest in gaining learning a teiro. Vishibud alav de raise ulahochad in zok inam rigove ilmiu vebishtar dav ketitin rabonon dilikve mimishabde vishibudil az deles vishibud de raise מי באו פני דרבנים ומודו ליגובה משמיד הכונס ליקוחס אם כלי תקשוחה אמי ליגובה בנינזוקי דירוחה לקט הכונס ליקוחס ולידומה למי באו פה דירוסון מן ביעזי ביצינה יעזי אבל מזי לא ידעי וניס ליקולה סורב נתת ביקושת מנדומה שקולי דרעייסה נאו. So, Rabbi Tam explains Gemara in the following way, in other words. Now, there is a Roshna Gemara in many places. In Dushin, in Eirachin, in the Lepasre, Hotei Nachum Andoma, Milda, Ksula Viteiro, Kiksula Vishtar Bano. It is Nich. So then, if we say Milda, Ksula Viteiro, Kiksula Vishtar Bano, so then we understand as to why he came, has the right to collect from the Likuchas. In other words, if the father of the poor, let's say, had a Sodeh, and he became indebted to the Kayan, and then he sold the Sodeh. So then, if we say, Milva, Ksuvah, the Kero, Kiksuvah, the Shtardam, so he can go to the Likayach of the Israel, and collect the 5 Sloim from the Sodeh, that the Israel, the father of the poor, sold. Or, let's say, the Ezekiel, if Milva. So the question is this. The Gemara bases it upon the question as to whether Milva Aksuva B'Teiro is Kiksuva B'Shtar Damye or Milva Aksuva B'Teiro is Lav Kiksuva B'Shtar Damye. As if there had been Midraise, a difference between a Milva Alpeh and Milva B'Shtar. But on a Midraise level, there is no difference between a Milva Alpeh and a Milva B'Shtar. There is no difference because if we say Shibud the Raise, then Milval Pei is given with us. If we say Rabbi, who says that Shibud Elav the Raise, so he explicitly says that the Raise even in Milval Mishtar is not good. So how can the Gemara say Hoi Yichel Mandoma Milval Aksu Viteiro Kiksu Mishtar Dam? So it would be all well if the Halacha had been that the Milval Pei is not given and Milval Mishtar is given. Then we have to as to consider as whether Milva Aksuva B'Teiro, like Nizek Pinabe, whether it has the status of a Milva Mishtar or Milva Alpe. But the fact is that we monefshach, if we say Shibude the Raisi, even Milva Alpe is given. And if we say Shibude Lav the Raisi, so even Milva Mishtar is not given. So why does the Gemara say, why is it Niche? So what's the Pshat in Gemara? So, now Rashi Shite in Gdush in Dafyut Gimel is, so according to Rashi we can understand the Losh Nagmore. But, so it means, so according to Rashi we can explain it. Because Rashi in Gdush in Dafyut Gimel says, that even Rabbi, who says Shibud Elav the Raisi, and Dvar Teiro, Echad Mil Val Peh, the Echad Mil Vishtar, is Eine Geben Chosim Shibodi Mil Vashtar, so it means a Shtar in which the Achrayas Nechosim is not mentioned. But if, so then, according to Rabbi, even if there is a Shtar, but the Shtar just says, Ruvein, That's all. So then, according to Rabbi, it's not given in the Raise from Mikuches. But suppose the Nishtar says, Anachnu roinu she Ruben Lobo, Mishimen Elev Zuz, Vishibei des Nechoso, Bishvilachei, if the Shtar spells out Achayes Nechosi, Sachayes Nechosi, so then, even Rabbi is made it. That it's midraise, it's given from the Chosim Shemoy. So when Rabbi says that Dvar Teiro, Echod Milva Ope, Echod Milva Bishtar, in given Chosim Shemoyim, Rabbi has reference to a Milva Bishtar that doesn't mention Achayis to Chosim. But the Aloch is that Achayis to Yosefer, that even if the Shtar Ovoye omitted Achayis to Chosim, doesn't mention that the Leve was Nishabe in the Chosim, to the Malve, still the Malve is able to collect from the Kohes. Because Achayis Lo Yosefer, we presume, it was just an omission by the Sefer. He forgot to put it in. But this Aloha of Achayis Lo Yosefer, that's only because Midrabonon he can be given. But Midraise, according to Rabbi, who says that you put a lot of the raise, so even if there is a mila b'shtar, but if the highest is not mentioned in the shtar, he cannot be given from the quest. What's the pshat in Rashi? In other words, you see, there are two shayas. Now, we say, milve alpe is not given from the chosim shibonim. Milve b'shtar is given from the chosim shibonim. So, we can raise a question. What is the pshat? Is the pshat that the milveh itself does not impose a shibut on the nechosim. The milveh itself does not impose a shibut on the nechosim. Only the shtar imposes a shibut on the nechosim. If the shtar imposes a shibut on the nechosim, so what kind of a shtar does it have to be? It has to be shtar kineh. Like shtar gerashim, like shtar gdushim, like shtar matoneh. Now, karka is nikne because of the shtar of the chazoke. So what does it mean, karka is nikne because of the shtar of the chazoke? If Ruben executes his shtar, he sells his sode, or he gives his sode in matone to Shimon, and he writes in the shtar, ani Ruben, neisei lucho in matone, or meicha lucho, sode plainis, which the Shimon, so then, it is signed by Edi, so then, that shtar is delivered by Ruben to Shimon, so then Shimon gets title in Ruben in here to four Ruben's son. So that way, so the Shtar is Shtar Kinyan. Shtar Gushin is Shtar Kinyan. So then, and he gives her the Shtar, so she becomes his wife. Shtar Gereshin is Shtar Kinyan. She becomes Migoreshes through the Shtar. But then there is Shtar Raya. Let's say, suppose Ruben, borrowed $1,000 from Shimon and he gave him a shtar. So is he mechuyev to pay back because he gave him the shtar? And suppose he didn't give him a shtar, he wouldn't have to pay back. So the shtar is a shtar raya. It's a raya. In other words, that Ruben shouldn't be able to deny the fact. If Ruben didn't give Shimon a shtar and then Shimon would say, I lent you $1,000, pay back, and he'll be kivrat, will be bought. But if Ruben gives Shimon a shtar, so then, and Shimon produces the shtar, he cannot deny. So it's a shtaray. So there is a shtaray and there is a shtar kinyan. So the question is this: when we say a milveh alpe is not given from the kohes, a milveh b'shtar is given from the kohes, what's the pshat? Does it mean that the alvoye itself cannot be mishabed? The alvoye itself does not impose a shibud. Whether the raya said the rabbanon. The fact is that the Alvoye cannot impose a shibud on the chosim. But if he gives him a shtar, and the shtar is spelled out, harei ani mishabed es hanechosim leimalveh, so then the shibud is affected by the shtar. So the shtar is a shtar kinyan and shibud. Just as you can transfer title in karke, through a shtar you can impose a lien on Kalke by giving the shtar. So it's a shtar kinyan. Or the pshat is no. The aloche of Kalke nishnes the kesef of shtar b'chazoke only implies that you can transfer a Kalke to a shtar, but impose a shibut shtar not. But what is the aloche what is the halacha that the mirror b'shtar is given? Not because the mirror is mishabel, not because the shtar imposes the shibud. The mirror is mishabel, but if the mirror is a mirror al peh, if the mirror is not evidence by shtaraye, so that kind of a mirror does not impose the shibud. But if the mirror is corroborated by shtaraye, if it's evidence by ishtaraye, if there is ishtaraye, if the malveh has ishtaraye against the leveh and the milveh, then such a milveh imposes ishibud on the chosid. So it has to be ishtaraye, not ishtarkinye. Now, this is Rashi Shibin Dushin Vakil Imud. When Rashi says that according to Rabbi, that shibud alav deraisen, bar teiro yachod milveh alpeh, yachod milveh bishtar, is eini gilin chosim shibodim, so it means that milveh midraise, a milveh itself, a yalvoye does not impose shibud. And even if the yalvoye is evidence by shtaray, so a yalvoye does not impose shibud. Mashinke, if he spells out in the shtar, harianu mishavet lecho, kol tzodei zay, lecheiv shan mechuyev lo, so then the shtar imposes a shibud, just as a shtar is capable of transferring title from Rubin to Shime. Karka mikves v'kese v'shtar v'chazoke, just as a shtar is capable of establishing a status of a married woman upon the mikudeshes, just as a shtar is capable of terminating the ishes between the husband and the wife, so shtar is capable of imposing gilead under the chosid. So it has to be, so it's a shtar here. Now, so Rashi says, and it's very mistaken, achayis toy sefer. What does it mean, achayis toy sefer? In other words, achayis toy sefer means that even though shibud is not mentioned in the shtar, but the umdem is that it was the intention of both parties, the leveh and the malveh, that the chosim should be mishibud. That was their agreement. Alright? That was their agreement. Suppose someone will decide to be makne de sodeh through shtar. Karka is nikne kesef mishtar v'chazoke. And then he told the sefer to write the shtar, but the sefer was absent-minded. He forgot to mention that Reuven in the shtar, he forgot to mention that Reuven is makne de sodeh to Shimon. So he could say, toy sefer. It's a mistake of the sefer. So truly it's a mistake. But if the shtar has to affect the kinyan, so the kinyan has to be mentioned in the shtar. And if the kinyan is not mentioned in the shtar, so even if it is established that it because of an inadvertence by the sefer, so what? If he forgot to mention, the sefer forgot to mention that he sells him his makne in this and this other, so there is no shtar kinyan. So how can we say achayis toy sefer? So the answer is there. It's not on the basis of the shtar imposing the shibud, and especially according to the Ule, and we pass like Ule that dvar teiro yachod milveh bal peh yachod milveh b'shtar is given b'chosim shibudim. So neither I say even milveh bal peh imposes the shibud. A milveh bal peh. So what affects the shibud? There is no shtar. The Alvoye imposes the shibud. But the Chachomim are misakin because of Pesikin v'Kuches that the Mil V'Alpeh should not impose the shibud. So that is HaKodesh Chachomim. But in respect to Mil V'Bishtar, where there is no Pesikin v'Kuches because a Mil V'Bishtar has a call, so then the Chachomim are not misakin. So it's a Kmila Adraise. So Memele, in respect to Mil V'Bishtar, so as long as the Mil V'Bishtar is evidenced by Shtar, so then the milveh imposes the shibud. So if the milveh imposes the shibud, so we can say achayis toy sefer. The question is only whether the intention of the parties was that the kakohen should be mishubel. But so if we say achayis toy sefer, there is such a presumption. But if the shibud has to be affected by the shtar, so 1,000 times achayis toy sefer. Who is punishing? No one is punishing the leveh or the malveh, but the fact is that the king and shibud is not mentioned. So how can there be a shibud? So in the melee, that's Rashi shibud. Rashi shibud is, according to Rabbi, war Teva Echad Yura Alpeh Echad Yura Bishtar is in the given in Chosim Shibarim. Echad Yura Alpeh Echad Yura Bishtar Yura Shibarim. In other words, that neither I say a Milve cannot impose a Shibut. Whether the Milve is evidence by the Rai of Shtores, or whether the Milve is not evidence, or even if it is evidence, corroborated by the Rai of Shtores, it's still a Alvoye cannot impose a Shibut. Alvoy cannot impose a shibut, but if the shtar spells out that the leave is nishabi, so then the shibut is chal for the shtar, so it's a shtar kinye. So melech, that's Rashi shibut. So according to Rashi, we can understand the Roshan Agimore. We can understand the Roshan Agimore. The Gemara says in several places, melech in other places, hom yichalim andoma miubaksu v'teni o kiksu v'shtar dom. So we can understand this why the Kayan has a right to go to the Likayah of Israel and collect from the Sode that was sold to him, the five sloy. Or we can understand this why the Nizek can go to the Likayah of the Mazik and collect the Nezek, Rashi of Nezek, from the Karka that was sold by the Mazik to the Likayah. But the question is, why is Ksuv B'Shtar Dam Yona? So according to Rashi, you can understand. So this is how Rashi explains it. It means that in Mil V'Aksuva B'Teiro, if the obligation is imposed by the Torah, not a self-assumed obligation, like our boy, but if it is the Torah imposes that obligation, so it has the same effect like a Mil V'Aksuva that is that like a Milve B'Shtar where the Shibut is spelled out. So it's spelled out. So you can begin from the course. But the Mandoma Milve actually will be taken a lot of the B'Shtar Damye. Why should a Kayan be able to collect from the Rikeach of the Yisroel? Alright. But the Agashayim are Chilikan Rashi. And the Agashayim who say that according to Rabbi, that Milve actually will be taken is that's how that according to Rabbi, that Shibud allowed the Raisi, so the Raisi cannot be given from Mikuches, even if the Shibud is still out. So, what is the Roshan Agmore? Hon Yichal Emandoma, Amir Vaksun, and the Teiro, Kiksun, Bishtar, Bami. Kiksun, that. As a matter of fact, there is no difference between Milve Bishtar and Milve Ope. So, the Pshat is this. The Gemore uses that as a sinner. True, according to Rabbi, according to Menah Rishayim, Wachim, Kan Rashi, and Rashbo, and we say that according to Rabbi, the Shibud of the Raisa, so even the Achayas is spelled out in the Shtar, so he still cannot be given from the Kuchayas. So the Mela, on the Raisa level, there is no Nafkimine between Milva Ope and Milva Bishtar. Either both are given from the Kuchayas, or neither is given from the Kuchayas. But the fact is, there is the Konis Chachom. So the Konis Chachom means Milva Ope is not given, and Milva Bishtar is given. So the Gemara uses it as a simen. One Mandoma says that Milva Aksuva B'Teiro Kiksuva B'Shtar Damye. So that's the same. In other words, that the Milva that is not grounded in his own Ischayus, but an obligation that the Torah himself imposes upon the Abligor, whether he likes it or not, like a Mazik and a Tinaven and so on, so is Kiksuva B'Shtar Damye has the same effect as a Milva B'Shtar Rabo. But this midraise, it has the same effect midraise as a Milve B'Shtar has midrabanon. What is the effect of the Milve B'Shtar midrabanon? It can be given from the Kores. It imposes a shibud. So a Milve Aksuva B'Teiro midraise has the same effect. All right, midraise or mitzat Hakonis Chachomim, it has the same effect. And if we say but the Mandoma who says Milve Aksuva B'Teiro Lav Kiksuva B'Shtar Damye, so that means as a sinner that the Milve Aksuva B'Teiro in a chiv the Torah imposes, it's not grounded in his own Ischayus, but the Torah imposes that obligation upon the person, does not have the effect that the Milve B'Shtar has actually. So Meile Ramitam says as follows, that whether a Nizek is entitled to collect from the Kuches or not, So that depends upon the machleike samroim, whether shibuli is the raise or shibuli is lav the raise. Whether shibuli is the raise or shibuli is lav the raise. If we say, like Kule, that's the way in Paschal, that shibuli is the raise, so that means that actually, every milvah has the effect of imposing the shibud on the chosim and the raiser. And the chachomim were misaki, that because of sidur kuches, that the milvah peh should not be mishabei. So that the kodesh chachomim was only to be matkia. The shibud nechosim in the milvah peh. To be matkia because of pseidu d'likuches. Why? Why are the chachomim interested in being matkia the shibud nechosim that the milvah peh imposes with raise because of pseidu d'likuches But so that was only rakolis chachomim. That the milvah peh, a milvah she'ein oksuv b'teilo. So should, because of sitting the likuches, should not impose a shibud. But as far as milvah bishtar is concerned, where the time of sitting the likuches is not shayach, so he took me'adirayisim. So the chachomim left the dinatoma intact. The chachomim only applying the takone in respect to milvah peh. So the chachomim were matkia the shibud of milvah peh. But vis-a-vis milvah bishtar, the chachomim were not mafkia the shibud, and vis-a-vis milvah aksura b'teilo, they were not mafkia the shibud either. Mashein came, so it should be taken from the kuches, even with Rabban. Because if we say shibud d'raisa, so that means that every alvoye, whether it's a milvah aksura b'teilo, milvah shein aksura b'teilo, mid'raisa imposes a shibud. But the Chachomi found it necessary to be mafkia the shibud in certain situations. In what situation? Because of sitting in kuches. So the chachomim were only matkia the din atorah of shibud nechosim in the case of a new balpe, because of sitting in kuches. Mashein came in connection with milvah bishtar, they won't matkia the shibud raise. And in connection with the new Valpeo that is Ksuba Beteiro, they won't matkia the shibud raise either. Why? Because it wasn't necessary to matkia. It was only necessary to be matkia the shibud raise in connection with the new Valpeo, because mandi yazi bichine yazi. Because halvoye, so, is done secretly, and when the person borrows money from the other person, he doesn't want everybody to know about it. He doesn't want. So he does it secretly. So the melee, it's not conducive to notoriety to recall. So the melee, the Chachomim found it necessary in order to protect the likuches to be mafkia the shibud d'raisa in the case of a milvah peh. Mashein came in the case of a milvah bishtar where there is no pseudo likuches. So it wasn't necessary. To be mafkia the shibud d'raisa. If it wasn't necessary, why should the Chachomim be mafkia the shibud d'raisa? So the mele, as far as the milvah bishtar is concerned, so the din atorah that the milvah imposes in shibud remained intact. And in respect to a milvah aksura b'teilo, so there the time of sidur kuches is not shayach, because when somebody is mazik or when somebody has a child in kol, so that many people find out about it. If somebody borrows money, so he deliberately manipulates to borrow the money under secretive circumstances, because he doesn't want the whole world to know about it, that he borrowed money. So mimele, there we have the time of sidur kuches. So the chachomim were only mafkia the shibud d'raisa in the case of a milvah peh, of a alvoye peh. Mashein came in the case of a milvah bishtar, the time of sidur kuches in the child, and in the case of milvah aksura b'teilo, even though it's not mishtar, but there too the time is not chayah, because when somebody is mazik, so he cannot manipulate. Sometimes he can, but usually, so it's conducive to ikol, because if somebody was mazik somebody's mumming, so the Nizek tells everybody that somebody is mazik. So Mele, it's conducive to Ikor. It's conducive to Ikor. So Mele, it wasn't necessary for the Chachamim to be Makia Mishibuli the Raisa. Mashin, King, according to Rabbi, who says that, according to Rabbi, who says that, that Dvar Teiro Echon, that Shibuli Rab the Raisa. And Dvar Teiro Echon Mil Maupe, Echon Mil Rebishta. Echod mil ve'alpe ve'echod mil ve'bishtar. So, is in the game of the Chosim Shevodim. So, Rabbi holds that Alvoy itself cannot impose the Shevodim. But the Chachomim were misakim because of Shomitin Yodeles Bihnilov. So, the Chachomim were misakim because of Shomitin Yodeles Bihnilov. That the mil ve'bishtar should be given from the Chosim Shevodim. So he said, now let's see again. In force of Tash, Mammy, Lobo Mohammed was in the beginning of the year, in that year, the ship will have the rice. Ulo had been so in Mammy got it. The new Mishal Dad Keti Prun Rabon. The Oregon Mishabde, Mishumilas Delis. So Mele, so only by Shtar, because so the Shita from the Tammy is that in as much as Mishal Rice. Is Shibuli is lagerizing. So, Halvoy itself, the fact that one owes the other one money, that doesn't impose a Shibuli. But the Chachomim found it necessary to be Misaki Shibuli. Because of Oitino Dels Milom. So, what was the Takonis Chachomim? The Takonis Chachomim was, that the Shtar should be Mishabi. So then you ask, if the Shtar is Mishabi, how does Gemara say Achalis Lo Yisim there? The answer is, that was the Takonis Chachomim, of course. Usually, on the Raisa level, it's not shayach to say that Ishtar Kinyan should take effect as Ishtar Kinyan without the Kinyan being mentioned in the Shtar. Can one visualize Ishtar Kinyan of Sode, of Shamatone, without the Sode being spelled out that it's given Matone? Can one visualize Ishtar Dushin without the Dushin that Ruben is Mikadish Leyen being spelled out? Of course. But Midr Abonon, the Takonis Chachomim was that as long as the Alvoy is mentioned in the Shtar, so Mele, it is Ishtakir and Shibud, without spelling out the Shibud the Chosim. As long as the Alvoy is mentioned in the Shtar, so the Shtar becomes Ishtakir and the Shibud. So Mele, it must be Ishtakinyan. If it has to be Ishtakinyan, so how can you back to the table? So, impose the Shibud? I said there is no such thing that the Chayiv should impose the Shibud. But the Chachomim were Misakin, that the Shtar should be Mishabi. So the Kodesh Chachomim was, because of the Tinu Dalvilovim, that even if the Shibud is not spelled out, as long as the Alboy is spelled out, So then it is Ishtakir and the Shibuli. So that's only Shaykh if there is Ishtar. But Mazik, where there is no Ishtar, so how can it impose? So there is no Ishtakir to impose the Shibuli. This is what they say. So, Lochet Mzok Namuli Gomet, Mio Mishta Dake, Tik Rabon, Mio Mishate, Mishin Dio Ezdeles. Die Shibuli der Reise, Mio Mao Temi Rabon, Mio Gomet Mishta Kones Likuches, Im Kim Kikse Oche, Amai Mio Gomet Mizokin, Doch Adeket Akonet Mio Likuches, Vilidome, Mio Mao Te, Dos Mani Yad Mitzil Yazi, Avo Mazik Lidayek, Vis Likole, Vikosho Limandoma, Shibuli der Reise, So the Gemara says, El Prat with the Deites. So that is, so the Maskonet Gemore, so that means that according to Rav Netan, whether a Nizek can be given from the Kuchas or not, is totally in the Machlekes, whether Shibude the Raise or Shibude is Rav the Raise. According to Mandoma, Shibude the Raise, so even in Mil Malpe can be given. So that means Halvoy itself has the force of imposing Shibude. But Chachomim or Misakim, because of Tzeded the Kuchas, that the new Valpena, so only they were only Matkia the Shibut in case of the new Valpe. They were not Matkia the Shibut in case of the new Bishtar, and they were not Matkia the Shibut in case of the new Maxon and the Tehov. Mashain came if we say Shibut elaborize it. So the fact that one owes money to the other, that is not capable of imposing Shibut. But the Chachamim are misakin that the Milu Bishtar, because of the Tino Velik Milovim, that there should be Shibud Nechasi. So the Shtar has to affect the Shibud. So in the Melech, Nizek, there is no Shtar, Pin Aben, there is no Shtar, so then it cannot be given from the Milu. Alright. Al-Pi-Eidin, Prat Lemeidin B'Knas, V'Akar Bo-Eidin, Shehu Poter, Hidich Lemando Amar Meidin B'Knas, V'Akar Bo-Eidin Poter. El mandoma ben diknaz va kabo edim chayev ma'ikel neima. What's the kashin below ma'ikel neima? But only boedim. So the Mishnah tells us that supposedly it's not boedim, just the doye. So he doesn't pay the knaz. So Tesis explains it. Remain the knaz or the boedim cloud. Leitzli the masnis leivim uve. That'll be asking for that. So why does the Mishnah have to tell us here? For ishayach toni was on the forest. The Malik Shon Yis and the Kat. So the Mara says, same piece of Shalem. Nechirim. Nechirim of Nebris. Nechirim of Mute Avodim. Nebris of Mute Yivet Lechob. Utsrich. The Nanoi, so the Mishnah tells us that an Eved is Fosleides and the Nakam is Fosleides. Utsrich. The Yashmi and Eved, Mishim Beyle Yachas. Abu Nochi, the Yishli Yachas, in the Lord. So, if the Mishnah told us, so I would know that an Eved so is Fosleides, but I wouldn't know that a Goy is Fosleides. I could say an Eved is Fosleides, a Goy is Fosleides. If the Mishnah mentioned the Bris, so then I would know that a Goy is Fosleides, but an Eved is not a Goy. An Eved is Mechuyev the Mitzvah Kinisho. He has Bishas Yisrael. The Rambam calls the Geirus of Abdus Mixas Geirus. So maybe he should be kosher in this. So Yashmi Nochim Yishai B'Mitzves Avon Yishai B'Mitzves Eim Eloi Tzrich. So the Mishnah tells us that both a Nevet is possible in this and a Nachum is possible in this. Now, but there is a very significant thing is implicit here in the Gemara. Now, a Nevet is possible in this and the Nakum is Fosleides. So the question is, now the Rambam shitting is that when an Eved is Mishtachreya, so then he requires Midiraisa another Tfilah. He requires Midiraisa another Tfilah. And the shitting of the Mukiyesef in the Vomes, that Mimhei, is that the second Tfilah, Lacha Shichur, is only Rabbanon. Because why should he have another Tfilah? After all, every Eved so undergoes Geirus when he sells himself as an Eved Nayim to a Yisrael. Unless he was born an Eved, so then there is the Aloche of a Yishom Yilodeo Tiyol Adinel. So in other words, if the mother is a Shifre, so Memele, the child of the Shifre is Nikra after the mother. But at the very outset, to become an Eved Nayim, so yes, must undergo Geus, Mile and Tfile. Let's say a Shifre, in order to become a Shifre Tanis, he must undergo Tfile. So there is a Tfile. So the Mele Mekiyesef says, when an Eved is Mishtache, or when a Shifre Tanis is Mishtache, Midiraise, she doesn't require, he or she doesn't require a new Tfile. Because they already had a Tfile. The first time, when they became Avod, but Midrabot. But the Shifre Rambam is not like that. Shifre Rambam is, that an Eved requires Tfilah. The second Tfilah that Achash Nishtachir is Midraise. And the second Tfilah that Shifrat Nainis must undergo is Midraise. Now, so Reb Chaim in the Sefer, I don't want to go over the whole Kasha and the Rambam. So, from the Rambam it appears that Reb Chaim in explaining the Rambam, so he says that in the Nevet Naini there are two halachas. First of all, the Rambam calls the Tfilah of the Nevet Naini, the Tfilah Shemadrus, Mitzas Geus. So that means that while the Nevet Naini has Bishas Yisrael, but he doesn't have full Bishas Yisrael. Mitzas Geus? If the Nevet Naini had full Bishas Yisrael, so the Rambam wouldn't call it Mitzas Geus. So it would be Gershleimo, not Mitzvahs Geirus. The fact that the Rambam calls the Tfilah Lishim Abdus Mitzvahs Geirus, She indicates that Netanyahu does not have proof that she's a Sawyer. And then the Rambam's Loshni is, the Rambam's Loshni has a Surah Bia, Kishin Shtacher or Eben, or Kishin Shtacher Ashifro, Zorich Litvil Shemis, Ubei Yishlam Yerusalem. And the second Tvile, after the Shechu, so the Geirus is completed. That means that the original Geirus, Lishim Abdus, affected only partial Kushas Yisrael, not full Kushas Yisrael. And, but there, so some Mele has to undergo another Tvile in order to complete the Geirus, in order to become endowed with full Kushas Yisrael. But then we have another halacha. Now, Eved Eli Yiches, but Akum has Yiches, Akum Yiches, so we could not say that the reason as to why an Eved has no Yiches is because he lacks full Geirus, he lacks full Bishas Yisrael. And Akum Gomor has Yiches. And so the fact that he does not have full Bishas Yisrael is no reason as to why an Eved has no Yiches. So that must be due to another reason. Why? So that's an abdusdik aloch. That shmulach and pein machameir, imadim machameir. So mele, that implies that the nevet has no yiches. So in a nevet naimi is subject to two alochs. One aloch is abdusdik alochs. In other words, like everything yiches. So that's not because he doesn't have food, dishes, or soil. It's an abdusdik aloch. And then, the fact that Netanyahu is potter of Mitzvah Shazman Kameh, that Chaim says, is to be distinguished from the tour of Nisho in Mitzvah Shazman Kameh. A Nisho has the same dish as Israel the Nish. What is the special Zerah also? That a Nisho is tour of Mitzvah Shazman Kameh. Mashenkin and Netanyahu is a man, and still is potter of Mitzvah Shazman Kameh. So it's not because why is it potter Mitzvah Shazman Mangomeh? Because in respect to Mitzvah Shazman Mangomeh, we require full Mitzvah Yisrael. So you ask, but Elisha has full Mitzvah Yisrael? That's the second Zakosu. Elisha is potter. The Torah was not Mechayev Elisha Mitzvah Shazman Mangomeh. Mashein came in respect to Elisha. So the business why Elisha is potter, because vis-a-vis Mitzvah Shazman Mangomeh, the Torah requires full Mitzvah Yisrael. So now the question, so Reb Chaim says, what about an Eved that was nishtacher by God? He received the Shtar Shechu. But he was not a Siyat Eved. And according to the Rambam, the second field is required with the Raise. So will he have Yiches or not? Suppose the Odin gave him Shtar Shechu and he forgot about Tefillah Shniyah. So years passed by, and he wasn't Tevel. And in the meantime, he got married, he had children. Will his children be considered his children? So Reb Chaim said, yes, his children will be considered his children. Because the reason is why everything we yiches is because an abdus dikaloche, shvulach and poinach hameya. The abdus, the status of abdus is poka, with the shtar shechu. But the reason is why he requires a tefillah shniyo in order to become mechuyev b'mitzvos. B'mitzvos kishon, other aloches that are dependent upon the full Kedushas Yisrael. So, but as far as Yiches is concerned, so it doesn't require full Kedushas Yisrael, because even an Akum Gomo has Yiches. Now, so the pshat in this Gemara is this. An Akum is postulated, and an Eved is postulated. How about an Eved who received the Shtar Shechu, but he wasn't tabeless yet? Is he koshalated or is postulated? So from this Gemara, it's mashma that he's koshalades. Because Akum is posleides, because we shall have a mitzvah, because he has no Kedushas Yisrael. Mashein ken neved, he shall have a mitzvah. And some he has Kedushas Yisrael, he doesn't have full Kedushas Yisrael. But in order to be koshalades on the basis of Kedushas Yisrael, so even Ktsatz Geos is enough. But the reason is why neved is posleides is because of Nabdus Dikaloche, like everything Yiches. So the Melee, if he received the Shtar Shechu, so then he's kosher ladies, even though he was not a Siyat Eved.